You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm Tutuzile Ramela in for Jimmy Moyaha this evening. So you found your perfect home, right? You've went for the viewing and you are sure that this is what you want. But there's another process that you need to get through, and that's the financial part. We speak now on all things money matters, more so when you want to make an offer on that home. Gavin Lomberg is the CEO of Uber Home Loans. Gavin, thank you so much for your time this evening. Maybe let's start with the sticky matter of a credit score. Why is a healthy one, and also knowing your credit score, why is that important?
Good evening, Dudu, and thanks for having me on the show. Your credit score is effectively your passport to home ownership. So it's one of the single biggest determining factors in terms of whether your home loan application will be approved by the banks. It's their means by which to gauge your ability to repay your monthly debt and determine your risk profile to secure the best possible rate on your home loan. So absolutely critical that your credit score is above board.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the home that I want. It's a little bit pricey, but I think I can afford it because I think I'll get another job so that I can get that extra income. Affordability and being realistic, how important is that?
Yeah, I mean, being realistic is one of the cornerstones of the decision-making process. And if I can give an indication, I mean, as a rule of thumb, you should ideally sort of be budgeting at least 30% of your salary to servicing your bond. This figure, though, has got to take in your monthly living expenses, got to take in the current interest rate environment, whether or not you're applying for a joint home loan or in your personal capacity. So absolutely critical that you are as forthcoming in that respect when declaring your gross monthly income, net monthly income, total monthly expenses, your desired repayment. All that will be factored in by the banks when determining the rate at which they prepare to, should you get approved, the rate at which you prepare to, they prepare to offer you, the loan to value, in other words, whether they prepare to fund that home loan 100% or whether they require a deposit from you, and similarly the term, whether they can extend the bond term to you over a 20-year or 30-year period. So absolutely critical that the inputs is as accurate as possible to give you the best chance of securing that home loan.
Now you've got that home loan, how important is it to, if you do have that little bit of extra cash, to pay ahead?
Yeah, the more you're able to pay upfront by way of a deposit, the lower your monthly installment is going to be due, and the lower the total interest that you're going to have to service to settle that bond. So to the extent that you can, put down a deposit, it's likely to stand in good stead. And what is interesting, what we've seen is affordability just in the last 12 months. If one takes a step back to Q1 2023, where on average people were able to afford somewhere between 8% and 9% as a deposit, that's picked up quite nicely in the last 12 months or so, notwithstanding the economy, where that's closer to 11%. So your average deposit value put down by home buyers for the same period this year was at 10.9%. And again, that will stand them in good stead by way of a low installment and reduced interest that they need to service over time.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Gavin Lomberg is the CEO of Uber Home Loans.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.